Papa. Do you feel it? Do you feel
what?
It? Air, Papa? Tell me, Papa.
What is it?
It's time for Fastest 2 Minutes. We... Papa, go into game one for us and break it down for the boys.
All right, Papa. We head to downtown Knoxville as Maker and Papa are catching up at DaVinci's. Papa Sue fed his players too much DaVinci's as 3 players were out this week with explosive diarrhea. Herbie Fully Loaded was still driving his little buggy all around Kansas City, dropping 31.
My name is Alexander Matheson.
Madison.
Alexander Matheson.
Alexander Matheson.
Devin's back up, saying his way to 21. Melvin Gordon looked like Jeff Gordon, and he was lapping a competition for 15. Williams' connection in the red zone, as much as the Pilgrims connected with the Indians for 2 touchdowns and 31 points. Hunt starts a blunt with Daddy Maker before the game, dropping 25. Hurts flirts with losing Davis the week with only 3 points at half, but finishes with a solid 22. Daddy is gonna be happy with this one. Final score, Papa 116. Daddy, 132.
Papa, this week's been rough, but we go to game 2. We go now to a battle of unbeatens. I mean, unwinnables. As Creel and Ryan pull a Nicolas Cage face off to see who gets lucky. Team Corb, led by Wonder Kid Trevor Noah Lawrence, delivered terrible news to the franchise stating, "Oh shit, me no throw sports ball well." Meanwhile, Jonathan Taylor and Kenyon robbed Ryan of a dub and stunk up the scoreboard for a combined 14 points.
But
timely visitor, there was a knock at the door, the smell of cheese in the air, and someone said the N-word. You know what that means. Papa's in the house.
It's me.
Papa, as James Jackie Robinson broke the dividing line in athletics. And I'm talking about the end zone, Papa. The author, DK Rowling Metcalf, wrote a great game plan, including a 20-point performance. Corb goes home empty-handed and winless since moving out of the Daniel. Creel rides into Texas with a big dub on his hat. Final score, Fort Worth, top 108. Corb Fucker, 55.
Let's check in on the 2 sweetest men in our league, Grandma and Andy. Uh-huh. Murray looked like a furry and put Brock in a worry, dropping us 20 points. As Denver D's nuts defense did not let the Jets enter the end zone, earning them 17. Chark was looking like a dog as he let out his biggest bark in the end zone, scoring 12 for Brock. Feed the Beast Zeke was a little freaky this week, dropping a season-high 25. That made my grandma so happy.
H-Man.
NFL best running back, Lamar. Michael Jackson had an average week, scoring 19 as he sings, "Marquise Brown is not my lover." McLovin finally finished buying beer with his fake and is kicking in the NFL now, scoring 19 points. You just can't beat the sweetness of a grandma, especially our grandma. Final score, HUD 113, Andy 105.
Dun, 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 bum, bum, bum. We go now to the CBS Game of the Week, a battle of unbeatens, a battle of dark-haired heartthrobs, a battle between a baby and a vegan. Like that baby, tall baby girl from middle school, Team Hunt hit their stride early as Austin Powers Eckler was a man of international mystery with 50 yards rushing and receiving. Groovy, baby. But Matt's dream of starting undefeated was shattered by a cry in the night. A cry from a cradle, that is. The stage is bright in L.A. as Matthew McConaughey Stafford was making baby feel alright, alright, alright with a 13-point. Jamar, chase me if you can, ran to the end zone for a 3rd straight week and had baby hitting the gritty in Knoxville. Matt proves that this week, losing runs in the family. And Cole proves that this year's baby is different. Final score, baby bed disappointment 120. Team Starfall Hunt, 96.
Cups of that rosé. Bitches in my old
phone. Bitches in my home phone.
That's right, it's the Battle of Marvin's Room this week as Connor takes on Dan. Devontae Adams proved why he was worth the trade-up in the draft. Maybe. Dropping a stellar 26. Kirk Cousins, I think that man was born from cousin fucking. Somehow did good again this week with another 25-plus performance. Connor's scariest monster topped off his week. Oh, wait, that's just Matt Gay scoring 11 points. Dan Martin was wearing his favorite TB12 hat as he watched his father, Tom Brady, drop dime after dime for 31 points. The Bucs' secret weapon, Alvin Kamara, dropped 19 points but was in a Saints jersey for some reason. Who dat? It's as if God gifted the win to Dan as Chris Godwin secured the win with 17 points. See what I did there, Papa?
I did, Papa.
The Monsters gagged up a loss this week as they couldn't handle the Bucs. Final score, Zon 85, Dan 111.
We go now to the Music City, where Bennett signed up for a roommate clash in week 3. It was a battle between the guy who... Bennett versus the guy that smells like shit beer. Stinky! Neese threw the first punch in the apartment as DeAndre Thrift went shopping for a 20-point performance and 0 wants for murder. The Saints D played like they had a bounty and drunkenly drove Mac Jones all over the field for his third DUI. But Neese's wide receivers combined for 8 points and left him hanging like Jeffrey Epstein in prison. Uh-oh. P.U. What's that smell, Papa? It's stinky, bitch. Saquon Charles Barkley was eating through linebackers like they were donuts. And Stinky put on some Rex Orange County to watch his best friend, George Kittle, and Corduroy Dreams Patterson serenade him to another dub. The only thing worse for best week is than losing to Stinky is paying him rent money right after. Final score, Super Stinkers, 92.94. By week, Nice, 92.24.
That was so close. So close. We head back to the White House for the annual Mario Golf Tournament as Mark plays Crimpy. Crimpy partied too hard with his team in the offseason as he is off to a slow start. Baker Mayfield was late to the game due to a State Farm commercial. He had a low 17 points. Crimpy's running backs are nowhere to be found as his second highest scorer was ass. Tyler Bass, that is. Did you know the Dolphins waddled, Papa?
No!
That's right. Jalen Waddle was Crimpy's Tigers' best skill position, scoring a mere 12 points. With Christian McCaffrey went down with an injury, the NFL needed a new white hero to take all the little white boys. Their dream is still true. Cooper Kupp delivered, scoring 26. Tannehill complimented Kupp well as he was his usual thrilling self, dropping 21. Gibson realized, oh, fuck. The Washington Red football team sucks ass. So he put the team on his back, resulting in 20 points. Oh, they still lost the game. Mark proves he's the better Mario golfer. Final score, Mark, 126. Crimpy, 62.
Man, Crimpy's team sucks.
They're so
we
bad.
Go now to the we go now to the last game of the week. So we end week 3 with a matchup between the commissioner and the rookie. There hasn't been this much tension between upper management and interns since Monica Lewinsky. Jeff's DJ Hud Moore was playing bops like it was Ethan's wedding and dropped beats for a 17-point performance. Jeff's left testicle, Brandon, and his right testicle, McManus, drug all over Bob's face for a 16-point performance from a kicker?
From a kicker? What? Bob assembled his star-studded band this week as Josh Groban Allen sang as he carried his team with a 38 doo-doo. Justin Bieber Jefferson had Bob screaming he was a believer as he smoked a blunt with the weed from California. Robbie Anderson packed shit at a 1.3 game and was kicked out of the band immediately after the game.
Aww.
Bob gave himself his favorite birthday gift.
Blowing JC?
No, Papa. A week 3 win and another year around the sun.
Oh,
final score.
Man.
Bob, 129.
That guy sucks.
Jeff, 122.
Dr. Cold, weak, free. Get your minds right. Get some sleep. Make trades. Pick up.
No trades.
We got another chance to get up. We'll see you on Sunday.